The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Element of meditation practice. And the concentration is a partner to mindfulness. They work together very well. And there's so cultivating some concentration is very useful. So concentration is overcoming a distracted mind, a mind that wanders off a lot and is able to stay focused and present for where the mind is directed. So one of the common focal points for concentration and for mindfulness is breathing. You come back and be with the breathing, breathing in, breathing out, trying to hang in there for a series of breaths in a row. And then try to extend how long we're in touch with the breath. And the word touch is very important because some people try to approach concentration as a mental activity that you're up in the control tower and you're going to look down and with the gaze of the inner eye, you know, keep the breathing in focus. But to be in touch means is a verb of being more intimate and in contact with the physical experience of breathing in the body, whether it's the air going in and out through the nostrils or the movements of the chest, the movements of the belly. You're in touch, you're in contact. It's almost like you're feeling, experiencing the breathing from within the experience itself as opposed to being removed from it, watching it. And now some people, when they try to get concentrated, do so by holding the mind or holding the attention. When you're holding something in a fixed way, it tends to make the mind tight or brittle or tends not to help it become softer and more focused in a nice way. It'd be kind of like maybe riding a bicycle and holding kind of rod still on the bicycle. You know, you're not going to manage very far. Or riding a surfboard and you're just going to be completely still on the surfboard and not move once you're standing there holding yourself. It doesn't work because you have to kind of, as the wave or as the terrain changes, you have to kind of shift your weight and move and be fluid. It's a very fluid movement, a surfboard, and with a bicycle, very fluid kind of with it, all that as you turn, you lean in one direction, turn the other direction, you lean the other direction. So there's a movement and fluidity to it that helps it be stable. So rather than holding the attention on the breath or holding the attention on the feet as we do walking meditation, an interesting approach would be to slide on the breath. To be in touch and just slide along with it. And, you know, when you're on a slide, you're in touch with the slide the whole way. And so as you breathe out, especially, or breathe in and out, imagine that you're not holding the attention there. You're sliding the attention along on the experience, a changing experience, or gliding on it, or riding on it like a surfboard, or flying on it like you have your wings spread and you're catching the updraft and you're kind of like riding on the updraft. So you kind of like, and therefore you kind of, you don't expect to glide or slide forever, but you slide for as long as you can catch the ride. And then you get on again and glide on the breath again. And then as you get into it that way, it might be easier for the mind to soften and relax into it very differently than if you're holding and fixating the mind, trying to hold it there many breaths in a row. And you're quite willing to let the mind wander off for a moment. And then you get back on and go for the next ride. And slowly try to extend how long the ride goes. So the ride is not just one breath, but in two breaths and three breaths. You're kind of like catching the updrafts over and over again. Or there's a kind of a rhythm to breathing in and breathing out. There's changes in the sensations that go on. And you're kind of like riding those changes and being fluid and catching them, this one, and then catching that one, and kind of just kind of ride it and glide on it and be in touch. So same thing with the walking meditation. You kind of catch the ride, catch the sensation of the foot that's doing the stepping, and kind of ride and glide with it, rather than holding it and kind of move along with it. So if that makes sense to you, to do it kind of as a little different perspective, maybe each of you will understand it a little bit differently, and that's fine, but to help you get more focused and connected and stay and get interested with it. Then you might try doing it. And if it doesn't make sense what I'm saying, don't worry about it making sense because it's just a peculiar metaphor that I'm using for focusing. And if the metaphor doesn't work, please don't feel burdened by it. But if it does work, then you're riding the breath, riding the especially on the out breath, or especially as you put your foot down and you're stepping, see if you can. Part of that ride is to let go, kind of like you're going down the slide. You let go of everything. You know, you hold on to the top when you're big slide, and so finally you let go, and then you just kind of just let go and to let go as you go ride the end of the out breath. Especially, just let go of your thoughts. Let go of tension you're holding in your body. So as you're riding, get softer and softer, quieter and quieter. Let the mind become quiet. And perhaps in doing that, it's possible then with over time to connect together a whole series of in-breaths and out-breaths. So you just stay there. That's what you do. That's where you're at. Okay? So thank you.